So today we are with, or I'm with, Veronica Siever. You have a lot of titles, I'm sure. I know you from She, and then I do have to say congrats because I saw you won the 2025 Community Builder of the Year
Yes.
by Austin
Thank you.
Businesswoman, which is amazing.
That one caught me by surprise. Thank you so
Yeah, so
much.
yeah, of course. I know it was such an honor, I'm sure. So yeah, Veronica is out and about doing all the things, and I really, I see your posts all the time, of course, on Facebook, on social media, but one really stopped me in my scroll, and it was the one about, I think it's the Get to the Point is what you called it.
Yes. Yeah.
So about women and men and kind of how their what their differences are in the work environment. And I love that you weren't complaining about it. You were just saying women communicate in a different way, right? And it's important to learn how men communicate and how men think. And so, yeah, I don't know. Tell me a little bit more about that and what prompted that post.
Yeah, so one, I love to write. Like that is a passion of mine, and it's also like therapy to me. But I've been in this really unique situation in my life where I have been very successful in anything I've done, and I know that that can come across in a little maybe conceited, but I work really hard, and something that I was told at my first like real job, and I was a waitress, right? But the owner became my first mentor, and he taught me so much that just has followed me throughout my entire career. And one of the things is, as a woman, we often feel like we have to think like a man or act like a man if we want to get the respect that men get in the business, in the workplace, right? And I spent a lot of years doing that, and it wasn't working. And I just step back and think about it. And I had to go back to that very first job and think about the things that I was taught. And when I was really looking at it, I'm like, okay, what made me successful working with him? Getting to the point. Like we, as women, we think through everything in a way that men don't. And it's not that it's wrong. Sometimes I wish we didn't think as much as we did. But so I learned working with men. I had gone into a very male-dominated industry. And so I just had to learn that what they want is the point. They want the facts. They want the solution. They want to they don't care how we got there. They don't care the tears that we cried in the process. They just want that point. And if you can get over yourself enough to adapt your communication style for the audience that's in front of you, you're going to be way more successful, right? So, once I really sat back and put a lot of thought into it, and I changed how I was showing up at work, and I changed how I was communicating with the men, I also changed the fact that I was trying to think like a man, because I'm just not. And I learned to lean into my feminine energy and those qualities that make us so unique as women. I learned to lean into that into my career, but to know my audience. And if I'm with men, I just get to the point. And that's what they want. And it makes it easy and makes communication so much more clear. And so that was just a really big learning lesson for me. And it's not something we should take personal.
Personal. Yeah, I think a lot of women do. I know probably women have been taught, be polite, don't be too direct, and be polite and be respectful. And I think that sometimes you get lost in that whole message and you forget, hey, I can, there's some things I need to modify, right? And yes, you can be kind and polite, but you can also be direct and you can also get to the point. So, yeah, that's.
Yeah, I think that we don't even mean to take it personal, but the fact is that a lot of times It's not that a guy's trying to speak over us or quiet mm-hmm. us down or whatever. They're just trying to get to the point because that's yes. how they take in communication. So mm-hmm. if you let go of the emotion out of it and you just do yeah. that, you know, that quick little pivot, then you're going to get so much further when you're working with men.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. Okay. Let me ask you this. You said, you know, working with your husband in a male dominated industry was the hardest chapter for you. How was it hard? Was it the environment that was hard? Was it the dynamic of husband and wife that was hard? Was it all of it? What made it the hardest chapter?
What was so hard for me was I had the men in that industry gave me zero respect when I started. Mm. They had no desire to see what I brought to the table. They did not want to hear from me. I genuinely got told things like, I won't be told no by a woman. I got wow. told that I was just an appendage of my husband. And that sucked in itself. Yeah. But then my husband did not stand up for me and he didn't mm-hmm. support me and he didn't do the things that as a wife I felt like should happen, right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But I can also look at it now and go, okay, what if he wasn't my husband? Would I have expected that same role? Mm-hmm. Would I have expected yep. him to stand up for me? And the truth is I would. If you were my partner in business in any way, mm-hmm. yes, I would want you to stand up for that. And he can turn, he looks at it now and we've had this conversation multiple times and he realizes like, okay, I don't think I handled that right. And I yeah. probably didn't handle it all right either. Mm-hmm. But not having that support there mm-hmm. really just made it a whole different challenge because then we carried it home, right? I got yeah. upset at work because I was treated this way and you didn't stand up for me, but now I have to go home and still deal with you. And that yeah. it didn't go away between the car ride from here to there. So that was really hard. That was a really tough time for me to figure out how to maneuver it. And I had to go back to that, get to the point, show that you can do the job. And mm-hmm. that's what and once I did, it changed. And so
it changed. Yeah. So what piece of advice would you give to another woman who's entering a space? Doesn't have to be as that title, but any space where people already think they have her figured out, you know, what would you recommend that she does?
So one, I would say that I love when the woman does that quiet thing that's so unexpected because mm-hmm. you think you have them figured out and mm-hmm. they don't scream it. They don't shout mm-hmm. the difference. They just make those quiet moves that mm-hmm. you sit back and go, oh, okay. That's didn't see that one coming. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's recognizing what it is that whoever your coworkers are, what it is that they think they know about you that doesn't sit mm-hmm. right with you. Mm-hmm. And then once you can pinpoint it, then show them, but not in a loud look yeah. at me. Do it yeah. quietly.
Subtle. And then, yep.
yes. And then they'll just back off. They'll just, yes. you know, But as you know, as we all know, as women, unfortunately, one of the really hard things is that still to this day, a man can say something and a woman can say something and it can be the exact same thing in the same tone, in the same directness. And a woman is the B word and yep. the guy is, you know, he's just a great boss. And
yeah.
so it suits you better in those situations to do it in a quiet manner.
Yeah.
Instead yeah. of getting loud.
Makes more of an impact. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally understand. Okay. So let's switch the topic a little bit. And let's talk about She, because I do want to hear more about what you're doing with that. And I know you were, of course, involved with the Elgin Chamber, right? And that was, now you're done with that.
Yep.
So now I'm sure you're diving all into She. So tell me, if no one knows, or if you're talking to someone who doesn't know anything about it, what would you say about She?
So one, She stands for Savvy, Healthy, Empowered. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm going to say that is because I have some people that think that I'm trying to get caught up in pronouns. And
oh, goodness.
I am, yes,
of course
I know.
They do.
So, of course. so it stands for Savvy, Healthy, Empowered. And yes, it is geared towards women.
Sure.
But what I am trying to do big picture is create a space for women to be able to say, hey, I don't know it all. I don't have everything together. Mm-hmm. I want to get better, but that it's okay to admit that we don't have everything. And
yeah.
I'm creating that space through business coaching. That's my biggest priority. And then events like International Women's Day. In 3 years, I've only done it 3 years, and I had 100 women the first year, 200 the second year,
wow.
300 the third year. So it has caught on and grown.
Yes.
And I think it's the energy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
mm-hmm.
is what women love. I don't know if I'm crazy or biased on this, but it's the one room that every single time I walk in, I feel like everyone just gets that today we're all on equal playing fields.
Yeah.
They're, you know, check your ego, check like
mm-hmm.
very cool, how you've worked hard, whatever your title is, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Today, we're
yeah.
just women that are here celebrating ourselves.
And don't compare. I think it's important too. I know a lot of us, and I've been guilty of it, of comparing myself to someone else, and oh my gosh, you know, I'm not as accomplished as that person, and they're younger than me, or whatever it is. I think that day, and I felt it because I've been at your event, and it's really no comparing, like no
yeah.
competition, and it's just nice, and it feels good, and it feels like everyone is there in support of each other. So
yes.
kudos
yes.
to you for
everyone's
for
there for the right reason.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, for sure.
So that I do some big events, but that's not, I don't want to chase events. And I like intimate. I really like intimate events.
Okay.
So I do like a coffee once a month and after hours and these
nice.
Events that it's like, you're going to walk in and it's not like your normal networking, because I'm going to ask you questions like, okay, who's at your dinner table? Someone who's passed away and they can't be family members. Someone that you really admire and someone that you do not like and you want to understand more. And it
mm-hmm.
helps you think. And then the conversation and the connection becomes so real because
mm-hmm.
we cannot even talk about your titles or who's doing what.
Yeah.
We're there to get to know each other on a true, genuine level. And
mm-hmm.
then that translates out to business and to mentors and to
sure.
connections in a totally different way. So I really love the small things. But my business coaching model is what I'm most proud of and what my real priority is.
And when you say business coaching, are you only coaching women who own businesses? Are you coaching entrepreneurs? What is your ideal client for that?
So my ideal client is someone who just feels like they don't know their next step.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have someone who's retired. I have someone who doesn't have, she's not working at all right now. I have business owners. I have a mix, but why mine is so different, or in my opinion, it's so different
mm-hmm.
is each week is a different focus,
mm-hmm.
but it's all inner work. It is all inner work. And
okay.
I created this 150-page workbook that is broken down to the different 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You do your homework first. It is so much self-reflection to get to the root of where you're struggling in this mm-hmm. subject, in this area. And mm-hmm. then we get to spend our coaching time like really diving in to what you already figured out for yourself. And then I'm just helping you find guidance to that or a path mm-hmm. to get to where you're trying to. But really, you did all the work yourself. And yeah. I'm just walking you through it from there. It's heavy work. It is very heavy, but it is so good. And I am loving watching these women that are like, I had no idea I could do
yeah. this. Yeah. That's great. That's amazing. I think, you know what, I would just hearing that, and there are some young women out there and even in school still that would need that, like as a group, a small group, you know what I mean? A group of women who have just graduated high school maybe and don't really know or are about to go to college. I think that would just be amazing for them to talk with you and do some kind of session like that. I think it'd be really cool.
What I have said to a lot of people is it is about thinking different, mm-hmm. becoming very self-aware, mm-hmm. and creating a confidence that you can walk into any room mm-hmm. and have a seat at any table. But part of that confidence comes from, I think confidence comes from two spaces. One, because you're so comfortable in the content, you know mm-hmm. stuff,
sure.
or confidence in, I don't know. I mm-hmm. don't know the answer. And mm-hmm. when you can feel good in saying, I don't know, but I'm going to learn, or I don't know, but I'll find
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's the same kind of confidence as knowing, right? It's
yeah. it's being vulnerable too, and it's yes. being willing to ask questions and letting people know that you don't know it all. And I think that's a huge thing for, you know, as women too, that they might think that makes them seem like they're insecure, but it's not. Like, it's the total opposite. So I think that's great. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So if someone wants to get involved with you and she, and find out your events, do you have a website for that?
I do.
Okay, perfect.
Is allthethings.com is my website.
Okay. I'm going to put it also in the show notes for everyone. So I'll link it there. So whoever's listening can go and go onto your website and learn all the things. Okay. So when is the next, is it in 2026, the big event?
Yes, it is. Okay. March 8th is the next.
Oh, nice.
International Women's Day event, and it'll always be the Friday before International Women's Day.
That's right.
And so, yeah, it's going to be in March, and I'm really excited. No, I haven't told anyone this. We'll throw it out here. But this year it's called She Is Off Script, and okay. it is going to be focused on women who aren't professional speakers, women that have these great stories, mm-hmm. But that they need a space to talk about the time that changed, that they were on this script, right? And they thought their life was laid out in this mm-hmm. certain way, and it wasn't mm-hmm. working for them. And they made the changes that has got them where they are today. And I'm really, really excited about it because it is such a positive room that welcomes
yeah.
people, that I think it's a safe space for someone to get up there and speak for the first time.
Yes.
But I also think that's, I have tried so hard to use women that are relatable, that
yeah.
you know, sometimes you go to these conferences and someone's up there and they're talking and you just can't relate with them at all. You just don't see yourself in mm-hmm. them. You don't see, and it kind of becomes this like, well, yeah, it was okay. It was good type of event. But when you just use real stories and real women, we've all been in our own kinds of situations
yep.
that you just walk away going, okay, I get that. Something I can do too.
And yeah. So, I love that.
I'm really excited to provide this space this year mm-hmm. for some women in Bastrop County that have amazing stories that just need to be heard.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm excited. Yay. I want to ask you a question. So if you could choose one word to describe yourself at age 17, and then one word to describe yourself now, what would those words be?
17, I would say naive.
Okay. Yeah.
I would use the word naive. And today I would use the word hopeful.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. Good. All right. Well, thank you, lady, for joining me and taking time out of your day. I know a lot of women are going to hear this and things are going to resonate with them. And I hope they will reach out to you if they want to be a part of your groups or just to hang with you and talk some more.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.